Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Fourth consecutive game to open up this season. The Green Bay Packers close as a dog. Nothing is going to come out from now until kick in 2 hours' time to shift the Packers to a favorite in this game. Well, Jordan Love never lost. ATS unbeaten as a dog in his career. First three games this season, did cover against Kansas City in a spot start for Aaron Rodgers a couple of seasons ago. So we check into this game. If I'm betting the side, I'm betting the Green Bay Packers. But the Packers side is not on my card tonight. Look, I can only give you the information based on what I'm doing and what I have at my disposal. And what I have at my disposal is a Packers NFC outright ticket. This is a huge game if you're somebody who also bet that number. And with the win tonight, the Green Bay Packers will not only jump to favorites inside the NFC North, which I fully believe. This team right now, plus 145 heading into tonight to win that plus 100 on the Detroit Lions. I think you're going to see a Green Bay team currently priced tied for the sixth best odds in the market. In front of them would be the Lions and Saints, same odds as the Atlanta Falcons. I think we're going to see Green Bay move up to the fourth best odds in the NFC with a win. They would have a head-to-head win over both New Orleans and Detroit, and I know they lost to Atlanta. I think the market likes Green Bay a little bit more than Atlanta, and again, Green Bay would become a divisional favorite with that win. It makes the difference. Let's get to what I do like tonight. And it's a pair of props. It's one on each side of the card. We begin in the tight end room for Green Bay. I know there is some concern out there. What do we do with this Green Bay pass-catching room with Christian Watson returning? And, hey, even Aaron Jones returning into the mix. If you would have had to guess, fully healthy 17-game season, the target leaders on this football team, it's probably Watson 1 and Aaron Jones 2. But I still think there's value on Green Bay in their rookie tight end, Luke Musgrave. As always, we attack the opponent. It does help that Musgrave has gone over his receiving prop, 35.5. Numbers a little bit higher at some other spots, 36.5, 37.5, 38.5. All good. Musgrave has gone over that in 2 of 3 weeks, which we love to see. And again, the under week for Luke Musgrave comes against the Atlanta Falcons in a game where Jordan Love threw the ball for just 151 yards. That's what happens when you play Atlanta. Things are slow. It's way different. The point being, and he still finished with 25 yards in the game, by the way. So if that's what's going to take for Musgrave to stay under, okay, is 70 yards south of his prop tonight, Jordan Love has to finish with in the passing game, then so be it. But as I said, we attack the opponent. Detroit against tight ends this year. Kyle Pitts goes 5 for 45. Noah Fant went 4 for 61. Plus, we saw a decent game from Parkinson as well from Seattle. And then we go to Kansas City, and I can only combine Gray and Bell. Because Because quite frankly, this number, if it was Kelce, I mean, Travis Kelce would have had 70, 80 yards in that football game for Kansas City. Graham Bell combined for 5 catches for 43 yards. Any way you slice it, it's over this listed number for Luke Musgrave at 35.5. I think we are seeing value on the prop. The other side of this field, we see another returner, and that's David Montgomery. I did touch David Montgomery's anytime touchdown price. I think the goal line workload will stay his. I do not have full confidence in what the carries will look like for this Detroit backfield. Gibbs last week owned it, 17 carries. That very well could end up being a season high for Jahmyr Gibbs unless we see another injury check-in for David Montgomery. But I do think that has to give them some confidence in Gibbs. Gibbs tonight has a carries prop, though, 7.5. Montgomery's just 12.5. So again, if I'm betting Montgomery, I'm betting the touchdown score. He'll keep the goal line work. But I now think back Thursday night football. We've talked Lions before. And we talked Lions on Thursday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. And all anybody could do was bet Jahmyr Gibbs receiving prop. And now nobody wants to get involved with the Gibbs receiving game. This is where we come back in. Number's 18.5, and I'm playing the over. Jahmyr Gibbs is the pass catcher out of the backfield for Detroit. Now, last week, he did not have a world of targets, but again, he had to carry the football so much that workload popped back a little bit. Targeted 9 times in their game against Seattle. But as always, we eye up the opponent. Khalil Herbert for the Chicago Bears, 3 catches for 37 yards. Roshan Johnson, also of the Chicago Bears, 6 catches for 35 yards. For the Atlanta Falcons, Bijan Robinson had 4 catches for 48. And for the New Orleans Saints, Tony Jones Jr. had 4 catches for 21 yards against this Green Bay Packer team. I look at Jahmyr Gibbs tonight, and again, we know he's such an explosive player. 2-3 grabs tonight can be all it takes to get him over this listed prop of 18.5. We've seen the Lions so far this season be a bit susceptible to the receiving work for running backs so far, and that is what Jahmyr Gibbs' selling point was for so many people, and that's where we're going to look to attack Jahmyr Gibbs tonight. Now, as far as some other kind of items in this game here, this total has been tempting for me, really both sides of the coin thus far. My initial thought was an under, and then it kind of, as we get closer and closer to kick, I thought to myself, okay, you know what? You've got a Green Bay team that's getting back their 2 best offensive weapons in Aaron Jones and Christian Watson. That should be a boost for them offensively, right? Jordan Love, by the way, still the over under 1.5 passing touchdowns, checks in at plus money. Love cleared that easily in his first 2 games this season, fell under against New Orleans. He traded in a throwing touchdown for a rushing touchdown. The Jordan Love number is still a bit eye-catching. And this is a Detroit team. I know we worry about Goff outdoors. It wasn't great in week number 1 against Kansas City. But Goff is still, this is still good enough weather in Green Bay, right? It's a defense he's obviously has some familiarity with. And as much as I like this Packer team, and I want to sell everybody, you know, Green Bay, Green Bay, Green Bay, Green Bay, in terms of the quarterbacks they've faced, Justin Fields, look, in terms of throwers, is he dead last? He's right at the bottom. Overall talent, that's one thing. But in terms of throwers, he's right at the bottom. And so is Desmond Ridder. And then you've got Derek Carr, who played half, and Jameis, who had to check in at halftime of that football game, essentially, early into the third quarter. So Green Bay hasn't actually seen a quarterback, and I, you know, pinch me myself from 2-3 years ago saying this, but Green Bay hasn't seen a quarterback of Jared Goff's level. As we get closer to kick, I'm getting tempted by the over. I still want to talk with the crew out here, because that's what we have the chance to do on Game Time Decisions. And I also think this number goes lower. I think there's a chance that if I add the total to my card, I can add 44.5, 44, as opposed to worrying about, oh no, I missed the number, it's 46, 46.5. So there's time to talk out this total, which is something that I'm looking for. Another thing I want to keep you tell people to keep their eye on, Amon-Ra St. Brown tonight does have the highest receiving yards number, as you would anticipate. That number checks in 72.5. I was tempted, I saw minus 110 on him to lead this game in receiving yards. Look, could someone pop off? Certainly so. But you have to be tempted, right, by Amon-Ra St. Brown against this field. The next closest pass catcher is about 30 yards away from him in Sam Laporta's number, which is 43 and a half. Jair Alexander's out of this game. Last year, St. Brown didn't touch 60 yards in the two matchups against Green Bay. St. Brown could be a nice live look in this football game. He already has two games with 100 receiving yards on this season. If he's feasting tonight, it could be a big game for him. Let's get Tommy right.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in. Game time decisions on a Thursday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. We're going to bring Donnie Wrightside in just a moment. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. We're going to talk Thursday night football, where injuries are a big part of the story. On the Detroit side of it, David Montgomery back, which of course starts to shift props all around. Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery's, those are two of your most bet guys. Those are the two top prices in terms of anytime touchdown scorers. So we know that that is going to impact how you make your wagers. The benefit for both guys is Taylor Decker being back into the fold and strengthening up the Detroit offensive line. We didn't get the same news for Green Bay. No David Bakhtiari for this game. And defensively, they Alexander for the second straight week. But Aaron Jones and Christian Watson both checked back in for the Packers in this game. Was talking with Donnie earlier on Moneyline and the Watson anytime touchdown score at some places, about plus 150. At others, plus 260. Tempting numbers. Let's talk about them all. Donnie Wrightside joins us now here on Game Time Decisions. DRS, how you doing?
Yeah, feeling good, man. Getting ready for the game on Thursday Night Football, firing in some late-minute wagers, and certainly looking forward to this Major League Baseball card, specifically on a game out on the West Coast tonight.
We'll break that all down. I do want to remind people, make sure that you download the SportsGrid app, where all of that updated injury analysis is available for you. Five-star player prop projections, and you can follow along with your favorite hosts like good old Donnie Wrightside to make sure that you are up bright and early with him and BSS on the early line. Now, Donnie, I do want to dive into the Major League Baseball board. As you've mentioned, we've got plenty of time to talk some football with you here. I've bet one game on the baseball board. It's 6:35, Orioles, Red Sox. Took over 7.5 with Kremer and Sale on the mound. From this earlier portion, because I know the night game has your eye, but from this earlier portion of the baseball board, any of these games catching your money?
Not really too much here, but getting back to that Boston and Baltimore game, I do think it's interesting. What are we getting underway in about 8 minutes at this point? I do think this game actually trends more towards an under in this one. You take a look at Chris Sale, 79 batters that he's faced, Kevin, over the past 30 days. You're taking a look at a guy that's really rounding into form. Left-handed batters, of course, they haven't touched him, but he's only faced four. But the right-handed batters, Kevin, a weighted on base percentage of .282. And by the way, Kramer hasn't been all that bad either. If we're dialing this back to, let's just say, August 1st, so roughly 60 days here, you take a look at these two. Chris Sale's got a 3.57 xFIP, but Dean Kramer, one of those guys that used to like to fade here overall, he's got a 4.53, which isn't terrible. It's not great, but I do think it trends towards the under tonight, and it'd be surprising here. Boston should be a live team tonight, even though technically nothing to play for.
This is always the spot, though, Donnie, where, and I know for you it's never really mattered, right?
Yeah.
But for me, it might make the difference. The total 7.5 in the game, right? Like, if you would have told me, Kremer, Sale, Boston, you know, Baltimore, hey guys, this might be a sneaky under, totals 9. Because there's a point in the season, Donnie, where you know, and you're right? Last 30 days, the numbers on Sale are better. You copy and paste all this information, the total's a 9, right? I know the weather's also not going to be in my favor, but I couldn't pass up the low 7.5. We can kind of come back to some of these sevens, but the game that you're on tonight, Seattle, Texas, it's the most important game on this slate. It's going to make a huge difference in terms of the American League race, the outright odds, and anything in between. What do you see here? Mariners, Rangers, Seattle, a favorite at home against these Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's interesting about this. If you're going back and taking a look at both of these pitchers, how they line up again, just using that August 1st marker, they're similar here. If we take a look at today, 20 pitchers total on the card that have at least 20 innings pitched since August 1st, those xFIPs side by side, Kevin. You're taking a look at Montgomery 7th on the card and Logan Gilbert 8th, which is a difference of 3.77 and 3.90. But just looking at this game coming in, I just like the way Texas approaches here on the batters. Now, having said that, you take a look at it's a must-win game. And granted, just because you must win a game like Seattle has to do, it doesn't mean that you win. If you're looking from a Texas perspective, more pressure on them earlier in the series because they don't want to see that lead slip away. And I think tonight is one of the markers where handle your business tonight. You're basically going to clinch the division within the next probably 48 hours, but it all starts here. You don't want that pressure to build, right? What are the hardest games to close out, Kevin? When you have those first opportunities, you don't want to see the pressure build and also give any hope to the Seattle Mariners. It's going to be a close game. Therefore, we have a close line in this one. I'm just leaning a little bit more towards the Rangers. I like their lineup approach here as opposed to Jordan Montgomery as a lefty on the mound going up against the Seattle Mariners.
All right. So, look, that's – so I'm taking that, though, and let's then go into the outright market. So you had been grabbing pieces of the Astros all summer long. And I'm sure for you – You're less worried about the number because they put you in a spot to worry about are they going to get there or not. Handle their business against Seattle by taking 2 out of 3. They're going to play Arizona now in their final series. I'm getting a little tempted to buy some Astros in the outright market. Where are you at right now? I'm sure you probably don't need more, but if you were somebody who was looking to buy inside this American League outright market, where would you be looking to buy?
Yeah, if we're taking a look overall, like where the playoff seeding currently sits right now in that market, you actually do like Houston. And hear me out here. Let's just say if they stay in that sixth spot here, it's actually advantageous to be there for my money. Now, the Twins aren't any slouch here, but if anybody's saying, okay, who would you rather face in the postseason? Probably every team that's eligible for the postseason in the American League is probably saying, line me up on the Twins, not only for this year, but just for how many, it feels like 20 years, they get to the playoffs and just get wasted immediately when they get there. So then that would be Houston moving on to take on the Texas Rangers, a team they can duel with and match up fairly well with, particularly in pitching matchups head-to-head here. If you take a look at the other side of the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays and Tampa Bay. Does anybody want to play Tampa Bay in a short series? Not me. And also, the Baltimore Orioles, maybe the hottest team out there that didn't get a lot of respect over the summer, but certainly deserves it now. If you're looking for that quote-unquote long shot, which means the final seed slipping into the American League, Houston's in a perfect spot here. I'd rather be the sixth seed than the fifth seed and take on Tampa Bay and then go on and take on Baltimore here, Kevin.
So I think that everybody is targeting Minnesota. I bet Minnesota plus 950 a little bit ago. Because I was like, listen, they are the safest team in the American League. Because even the, remember what Baltimore for a brief second was like, oh my gosh, they're going to lose the AL East to the Rays, right? Yeah. So the Twins were the safest team in the league. And you look now, the numbers moved a bit. But because I was able to get plus 950, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I can get another team in if I want, right? I'm trying to time this correctly, though, because I think the team I'd like to have is the Astros. If it's Twins Astros round one, and I'm going to just take the winner to the next round, I'm fine with that, right? Yeah. If they don't play each other, Minnesota gets Toronto and the Astros get the Rays, I get a chance for them both to advance. And again, I think that's certainly possible. I think Minnesota might surprise people in their wild card series. I'm, though, trying to figure out, Donnie, because the best number you could see right now on Houston is plus 600. At least that's what I see, okay? What I'm trying to figure out is, what does the Astros number become if they are the sixth seed and do draw the Twins? Plus 400? Is it lower? How does that sound to you? Because the Astros are probably going to be the favorites in that series against Minnesota.
It's hard to quantify, because if you are looking at it that way, you know the odds makers are already lining up saying what's the most probable matchup that you're going to have. It's probably Houston in the sixth seed against the Twins. I don't think if they win and get in and they truly line up against it, if it's going to move all that much, but you are going to get some money coming in. But also keep in mind here, you're taking a look at if the Houston Astros need that final game. Do you know who's scheduled to pitch on Sunday? That's Justin Verlander. So if he pitches on Sunday in a game they must need, Kevin, that's going to knock him out basically until maybe games two or even three, which could be heck, they might not even see Verlander in a series here if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday like we're anticipating at this point. So that's something to keep an eye on as well. If Houston locks it up, they can set their rotation, and they can come to town with Verlander 1, Framber Valdez 2, and that's exactly what you want. But this pitching matchup might get a little bit flustered here if you have to go right through to Sunday, because again, as I said, Verlander is scheduled to pitch on Sunday if they need him.
In the National League, it is it's even crazier, right? The reason the National League hasn't grabbed my attention the way the American League has, the Astros were booked as the favorites and then entered in this, I don't know if they're going to make the playoff situation.
Yeah.
The National League is, can anybody stop us from getting Braves Dodgers in the NLCS? That's the question. But the wild card teams, the Padres are not eliminated yet. That would be incredible. Josh Hader would apparently be really annoyed, though, if he had a pitch in the playoffs. Reds, Cubs, Marlins, and Diamondbacks in descending order. When you look at the final series there, Cincinnati is going to go up against the Cardinals on the road. The Cubs go to Milwaukee on the road. Miami goes to Pittsburgh on the road. Arizona hosts Houston. There's going to be two available spots. Is there anything in the National League wildcard race you're looking to make action on?
Here's the tough part about it, though. When you take a look, like Milwaukee knows they're going to go into the playoffs. And the key point here is Milwaukee is going to play a first round series, which is a wild card round. They'll be the home team again. Let's just say the Marlins here. So they're probably going to set their pitching rotation up. Now, when you take a look at a team like the Atlanta Braves, let's just say, and I'm not using them as their next matchup per se, but they're going to be off a week. So they probably still got to play some of their starters right through to Sunday, because you're not going to give them a full week off and say, hey, guys, let's catch lightning in a bottle. And the reason I bring that up here for the Brewers perspective is they're not going to use their starting pitchers on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They've already clinched here. And if they do, it's one, two, or three innings as a de facto bullpen here. So one of these teams is probably going to get a little bit lucky. The one team to watch out for here, though, is the Arizona Diamondbacks. If they stay hot and get in, they got Gallen, they got Kelly to go 1-2 versus Nola and also Wheeler for the Philadelphia Phillies. Watch out for the D-backs.
Stuff we will continue to keep our eye on, certainly, but the eye is always on Thursday Night Football. Donnie and I will break that down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.com.
Live right here on Sports Grid, it's Game Time Decisions. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh, here on a Thursday night. We are with Donnie Wrightside. But before we dive back into Thursday night football, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, we'll toss things over to Davis Maddock, who gives us the same game parlay.
All right, guys, we've got some Thursday night football action with our same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We have the Detroit Lions traveling to play at Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. Going to begin this same game parlay by taking the over on 45.5 points. Thursday night overs never really feel that good, but I do think the Lions have not been that stout defensively, last week's game against the Atlanta Falcons notwithstanding. And I also am like a pretty real believer in Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson and his ability to use Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, and Amon-Ra St. Brown to their full effect. The Packers are also getting Christian Watson and Aaron Jones back in this game, with both teams getting a little bit healthier and overall a belief in the play callers. I do think over 45.5 is the right side to be on here. The second leg of our parlay is going to be Jahmyr Gibbs to score an anytime touchdown right around plus 140. David Montgomery is returning in this game. Gibbs, I believe, is the better player on this team, and I think that last week's usage showed they trust him to be both a rusher and a receiver. Feel very good about Jahmyr Gibbs' anytime touchdown. And then we are going to add Jaden Reed over 35.5 receiving yards. Christian Watson is expected to be on a pitch count. Reed has been a better down-the-field threat than Romeo Doubs in the first three games of his career. I expect him to actually leapfrog Doubs in target share over the course of the year. This gives us a three-leg same-game parlay on the FanDuel Sportsbook of plus 502 odds with over 45.5 total points. Jahmyr Gibbs, anytime touchdown, and Jaden Reed over 35.5 receiving yards. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, good stuff there from Davis. And Donnie, I want to go right off of one of the legs from Davis' same game parlay. And you and I already talked about this a little bit on the radio side of things, but I want to bring it here, this total. Now, maybe the end result is neither of us end up betting the total, and that's fine. But I'm tempted by the over in this game. You're thinking under. Tell me why.
The only reason I'm thinking under in this spot here, number one, it's a Thursday night football game. So granted, you don't get enough time to actually prepare for those teams, and the body's still waking up from Sunday, just starting to feel good. And you think you're going to play on a Sunday, but you play on a Thursday night. And also, a lot of question marks here at who's injured, who's playing, who's coming back from injury, and will we be full go? That's why I'm leaning towards the under in this spot. Not necessarily if this was a Sunday afternoon game, you might be leaning more towards the over. Just too many variables for me to try to get down on. It just has a feeling that it stays under for me.
So far, the primetime games have been delivering unders. I believe it's 9 of 11 so far, Donnie. So in that respect, I get it. We have seen a Thursday night over, Eagles-Vikings. That game is still one of the weirdest games of the season, right? Like, it was on its way under at the half. 5 minutes into the third quarter, the live total was 59 and a hook. The game ended up seeing 60 points overall. Getting Jones back, getting Watson back, boosts up Green Bay. I think this Detroit offense still has some juice to it. They bring Taylor Decker back. They bring David Montgomery back as well. I think we've been getting positive news towards the over, and yet people, I feel like, are still trying to stay away from this listed number. We'll see how it plays out. In terms of the stuff you are making bets on in this Thursday night spot here, where is your action going to be?
Yeah, it's not a game I love here because, again, there's a lot of variables, but I do think there's some chances here to make some money. Now, just on FanDuel, as you know, when you pop in one of those sweat-free parlays that you have $50, I'm always going to play that because if you lose it, you get $50 back, you get the fire on something this weekend that you like. But I find myself here, and again, I do like Detroit in this game technically, but on Thursday night football, I'm not betting on Detroit here. I never bet on a road team on Thursday night. So my prospects here basically are coming from a Packers perspective. If I take a look at Jordan Love, over 227.5. How do you attack Detroit here? Certainly not on the ground, Kevin. 72 yards per game. They give up 3.2 yards per carry. Now, granted, I understand your best running back is coming back in Aaron Jones, but that means we're giving them 20 touches out of the backfield. I don't think that's certainly going to be the case. Now, if we're taking a look at the perspective of how do you get after Detroit, typically it's through the air. Now, you have to take last week with a little bit of a grain of salt. Atlanta's not really an aerial assault at this point with Desmond Ridder. They're more like, okay, play close to the vest. Let's see if we can sneak out a victory. But that's not Detroit's MO tonight. They're going to open it up. The reason I bring that is if you go tit for tat here in the game tonight, Green Bay is going to have to respond on offense. Jordan Love, 227.5 passing yards. I like that to the over. Romeo Doubs at wide receiver, over 38.5. And Jordan Love, over 18.5 rushing yards tonight. He's done very well rushing the football over the first 3 weeks. And I think if the play breaks down to get a good pass rush, he has the ability to do that again. So from a odds perspective on a parlay, that's the way I'm going. I'm Green Bay Packered up tonight, Kevin.
I tell you, there are elements in that breakdown that scream over to me, DRS. But the number that, of course, catches my attention is Romeo Doubs there. People tonight trying to figure out what to do with the Green Bay passing game because wide receiver one, Christian Watson, returns. And again, target two in this offense, Aaron Jones, is back. And we saw what Aaron Jones did in week one against the Chicago Bears. You're the one who put me onto this number. I took a piece of it. Watson plus 260, anytime touchdown score. Look, if you shop, and we can just, the number's on FanDuel. If you bet it elsewhere, it looks like you're getting an odds boost, quite frankly, to bet this number on Watson. If it doesn't come in, it doesn't come in. Watson is going to be somewhat limited tonight. He's a big play wide receiver, though. I would not action any. If you had to do unders, it would be receptions, not yardage, because he has the ability to take and break. But I think the touchdown score makes sense. Jordan Love, I'm tempted by his over 1.5 passing touchdowns, but I don't want to, you know, flood the card here, as you kind of talk about on a Thursday night, Donnie. But the Watson, if I'm betting Watson tonight, the touchdown score is a number that I like here at plus 260.
Yes, and I bet it here, and also used my profit boost here to boost it 50%, took it at plus 390, so that looks like a good one. Wow. And hear me out on this. When we start to hear some stuff, Kevin, okay, a guy's coming back injured and maybe packages will be available. Let's just take a look at Kansas City. Travis Kelce comes back from a knee injury. How's he going to do? Oh, look, he might not play the whole game. You know what that means, Kevin? He's not in on 3rd and 2 when he has to run block. He's not going to be in on 1st and 10 when you're going to hand the football. You are going to save him for packages where you're going to maximize his talents and say if he has 25 plays in this game. You're not giving him 13 run plays. Trust me on that. So when he does have packages, that means the red zone is going to be involved. That's when I look at it. If you have a top flight pass catcher who came into his own down the stretch, then you're going to give me a plus 390 price here on him to score an anytime touchdown, and I know he's going to be on those red zone packages. Yes, he's probably going to be worthy of a play. It's not plus 110, plus 120, plus 190. That's a plus 390 price boosted up tonight. I love it here. I'll take that shot every time, Kevin.
Yeah, and again, that odds boost absolutely takes that up to another level. I'm on the Luke Musgrave, over 35.5. Jahmyr Gibbs, 18.5. I want to take a step back, Donnie, then, and just talk about the impact that this game can have here tonight. Are you involved anywhere yet in the NFC outright market? I took two bets preseason. I didn't bet anybody at the top. I have a Brock Purdy MVP ticket, which is connected to the Niners' success. But I grabbed the piece of Green Bay and Atlanta in the outright markets, looking to see how those numbers could move. And so far, they've moved well. It's a big game tonight for Green Bay. Are you involved yet in the NFC's outright market? And if not, where would you be looking?
No, I'm not. Like, if you talk about, like, preseason here, I took a five-leg parlay here just to try to line up Jaguars, Saints, Bills, Ravens, and Eagles. I sort of stayed away from this division, Kevin, because I thought it was going to be neck and neck all the way through, and I could see either way where the Green Bay Packers would step up, have a decent year under Love, play good defense, and also maybe all that pressure on the Detroit Lions might catch up to them because they're so used to saying, hey, last year we'll come from behind and we'll surprise people, maybe get in the playoffs and have that one big victory against Green Bay to end the season, but now when the pressure is all on top of you, sometimes you perform a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. I have not ventured in there. Now, I do have a couple profit boosts here on the Philadelphia Eagles to win the NFC, but that's not necessarily because I thought that out. I said, hey, look, I'm getting a good price on a really good football team. I'll let that go. But if we're talking just about that NFC North, I haven't yet because this game is going to go a long way to let me know. And also, sometimes it's a little bit crazy and, you know, profit or like value in the eye of the beholder, as we like to say, is I'm actually hoping Green Bay loses tonight and then maybe betting Green Bay to win that division here. Sounds crazy, but you'll get a really good number on a decent football team that should be getting healthier.
You definitely would get a really good number. It would and I mentioned kind of how far we'll go up. What, plus 145, probably at least plus 250, right? Would it go back that far? Would it loss?
I think it will because, again, you're looking at a loss in your home building where that return game is in Detroit, where you know Detroit's going to be favored there. It probably will hover around that number early on, sure.
And by the way, you know, in terms of Green Bay getting healthy, getting, like, next game's here. So they play Thursday night, then it's Monday in Detroit, all the time in the world, bye week, at Denver, home against Minnesota, home against the Rams. So we'll just, you know, just take that for what it, all of a sudden now, there's pathway here for Green Bay. Compare that to Detroit. It's going to be Carolina at home. It's going to be at Tampa. It's going to be at Baltimore. It's going to be home against Vegas, and then they'll hit a bye. So it's not a murderer's row for the Lions. Again, I think these are both playoff teams that we are seeing here tonight. I'm not necessarily fading the Lions in any way. I want to ask you about a game, though, DRS, that, of course, we're going to get into on Sunday, you and I, and then Joe Lisi as well, Pro Football Today, that everyone's talking Dolphins-Bills. If that game wasn't on the slate, though, I think the big game comes from the AFC North, and that's Browns-Ravens. And as somebody of yourself who's involved with Baltimore here, this is bad timing. The Browns right now are, listen, we'll see when the season ends. At the moment, inarguably the best defense in football. It's not even close. What they are doing right now with Jim Schwartz, Myles Garrett, the whole party, they've been unstoppable. This Baltimore team is not healthy, and they just lost to the Indianapolis Colts. They were able to get, you know, a smooth win against Tennessee, or excuse me, against the Houston Texans. And then they handled their business against the Cincinnati Bengals here. But all of a sudden, Baltimore could be sat at 2-2. Bengals are favored to win their football game. Pittsburgh's favored to win their football game. All of a sudden, the shape of things changing here. What are you thinking early about Cleveland and Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore's going to be 2-2 after this game. Cleveland's going to win this football game. And this coming from somebody that bet the Baltimore Ravens win the Super Bowl, rooting on the Baltimore Ravens, but sometimes you just have to be honest with yourself. You take a look at Cleveland's defense, Kevin, 52 yards on the ground per game. That's only 2.8 yards per carry. Take a look at their pass yards per attempt. We laugh at some of these teams, right? Oh, 8, 7, 6, and how high you can go. They're 3.9. That's yards. Every time you drop back, you're averaging about 4 yards, which is ridiculous. Their defense is really good. And also, when you say bad timing for the Baltimore Ravens, they're still really injured. If you saw today's practice report, they're really not getting anybody back. Now, granted, we usually put a lot on the shoulders here of Lamar Jackson, and he can typically handle it in the regular season. But this is a really tough spot where if you're not full go and Cleveland's playing that good on defense, Lamar is going to have to be Superman getting dressed in a phone booth in this one. But having said that again, Cleveland's winning this football game, Kevin.
Now, Donnie, the most important thing before I get you out of here, because there's a lot of questions about who will and who won't be in attendance for Sunday Night Football. And everybody's trying to find out, will Donnie Wrightside, I mean, it's a local game, make the move to Sunday Night Football? That's the big star people are waiting on to see if you're gonna be there Sunday night, Chiefs Jets.
If I show up there, all cameras will be on my side here. Nobody will remember that Taylor Swift was actually there. And as she likes to say, welcome to New York. They've been waiting. No, they've been waiting on DRS, not Taylor Swift.
Yeah. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
I mean, Donnie, are you a sneaky Swiftie there? You know some of the lyrics?
This house is all sweet. You say Taylor Swift, people come running in this house over here, K-Dub. And that might be maybe me.
Buy the DeAndre Swift jersey. It'll be going over big time. Donnie Wrightside will be right back on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get you involved here at Thursday Night Football. Jahmyr Gibbs over 18.5 receiving yards. One of my favorite bets in tonight's game. We talked about the Luke Musgrave number. We'll talk about throughout our show tonight. But Jahmyr Gibbs goes up against a Green Bay team that we have seen struggle thus far against pass-catching backs against the Chicago Bears. Herbert and Johnson combined for over 70 yards receiving. Bijan Robinson nearly touched 50, and even Tony Jones Jr., who's nowhere near the pass catcher of Jahmyr Gibbs, had 4 catches for 21 yards. Gibbs, the last time we talked to Lions on a Thursday night, everybody was trying to bet Gibbs receiving yards. It was the rushing that night that got home, not the receiving. Tonight, it's the receiving that gets home over the 18.5. With David Montgomery back in the fold, I'm not positive how the workloads are going to look in terms of rush attempts. But if Montgomery is going to continue to slot in as more of the runner, that'll get the targets back Gibbs' direction. The last time Gibbs played a game that Montgomery was in, he targeted 9 times. I know we didn't see a ton of the pass-catching game in Detroit's last outing against Atlanta. Didn't really need to. They won that game big time, up 20-6. They controlled it, the Falcons
the entire way here. I think this could be a bit more of a back-and-forth affair tonight. As I've been discussing with Donnie, I'm starting to lean more and more towards the over in this football game tonight. So we will see if that number starts to crash in to our card. We'll get thoughts from Joe Lisi, Dave Sharapan, and Joe Ranieri throughout here as well. Again, do not forget that Luke Musgrave over 35.5 to let you know what we're going to be doing coming up here is talking Damian Lillard and all the movement that his trade to the Milwaukee Bucks has activated. We will touch on all three college football games tonight. I'm involved in one. I'm tempted by another. I cannot get quarterback news on it yet. And then an interesting low sub 40 total rounds out that college football card. We'll fly through some of the other Major League Baseball items for you as well. And then again, we will keep things moving forward as we gear up for another matchup on Thursday night in the National Football League. We are back in less than a minute right here on Game Time Decisions.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right.